Continue practicing. What is the mind knowing, or what is the mind aware of? Don't forget to think about the nature. Experience is all experience are nature. There is the two nature. One is a being known, one is knowing or aware. Object is being known, the mind is knowing. We should not complain the experience, whatever happened. We should be appreciate awareness present. If you have a right view, right thoughts, the mind not resist and not attach to the object. Then the mind becomes still. ချမ်းသာတဲ့ခံစားမှုတွေအာရုံပဲဆင်းရဲတဲ့ခံစားမှုတွေအာရုံပဲ
Pleasant sensations are also objects and unpleasant sensations are also objects things to be known
ဒီအထုတဲ့ရွေးချက်ကချမ်းသာတဲ့ခံစားမှုချမ်းသာဖို့တစ်ခုတည်းမဟုတ်ဘူးဒါအဓိကပါနေမှာဘူးမထားတယ
် But the objective of meditation is not only to seek happiness. It's not, the goal is not to just become happy. I think I'm saying this wrong. Yeah. The real goal of meditation is the development of wisdom, which then leads to happiness.If you think pleasant sensations are good, then you will attach to them. Then, when unpleasant sensations arise, you will resist them, you will have aversion to them.
တော့ချမ်းသာတဲ့ခံစားမှုကလည်းအာယုံပဲ။စိတ်ရင်းတဲ့ကံမောဆံခံစားမှုကလည်းခံစားမှုပဲအာယုံပဲ
။ So remember whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. A pleasant sensation, a pleasant feeling, unpleasant sensation or an unpleasant feeling. A sensation is just a sensation, a feeling is just a feeling. They are objects to be known. Know there is pleasant feeling, know there is unpleasant feeling.
အတိညာအတိညာဖြစ်ပေါ်အထုံရင်အတိညာဖြစ်လာတဲ့အခါကျရင်ချမ်းသာမှုကသူ့ကိုပါပြီးသားသူကတွဲဖက်ပါပြီးသား
If you practice to gain wisdom then with the flowering of wisdom with the development of wisdom happiness follows as a natural result it's part of the effect of having wisdomSometimes defilements arise in the mind, and naturally they are accompanied by unpleasant sensation or feeling.
I'm at the chuga. Need that good kindness in it. Need that pura. The child ayon piana low line. Yaro yare. Tamata ato line. Say at China lore.
And we might sometimes use the practice of the four divine abidings, either use metta, loving kindness, karuna, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, or upekkha, equanimity, to try and deal with the defilement and the unpleasant sensation or feeling that we're experiencing.And that's a temporary solution, but it might not help you develop any wisdom about the defilement.
A dinyan pichin in the kanzamu tene shute lila tene.
If we want to understand that defilement, develop wisdom around it, then we should challenge ourselves to actually watch that feeling or sensation of that defilement directly. A pleasant feeling is just a feeling. An unpleasant feeling is also just a feeling. To understand what feeling means, that's what we want to get to. To understand what is feeling. Not pleasant, not unpleasant, but feeling.
Feeling a lula, ngala.
Is feeling a you or a me?
Why
do pleasant feelings or sensations arise? Why do unpleasant feelings or sensations arise? So it's only when we take the time to observe, to be aware of, to watch these feelings and sensations that we'll begin to understand what feeling is. Why the mind feels happiness or happiness or aversion. And we must understand both. Both pleasant feelings, and unpleasant feelings. Both need to be understood. That they are nature. Is that true? We need to find out for ourselves. We need to explore. When we look at the state of our minds, the two most obvious things that come to us is how we are feeling and what we are thinking, the feelings and the thoughts. When the awareness becomes continuous, the awareness itself can become quite obvious. It can be clear to you that awareness is present. There is no need to look for the mind. Don't search for it. The mind has no color, there is no place in which it is placed, there is no size to the mind,
no.
But you can know that the mind arises, you can know that the mind is happening, you can know that the mind is working. You can know that the mind is knowing, that it's thinking. You can know the mind's activity, or through its activity. When we make the effort to keep trying to be mindful, eventually mindfulness begins to stay with us. It becomes present to us. It becomes available. Sometimes it's helpful to ask ourselves, am I being mindful? Is mindfulness here? Is there awareness? No need to be upset by the thinking mind. Don't be upset by the thinking mind, because the thinking mind is the mind. And when you know the thinking mind, you are knowing the mind. But the thinking mind is not the story. So don't get involved in the story. Know the thinking mind is happening. And acknowledge it again. And again. If you're not skillful at recognizing that thinking mind is just thinking mind, then don't look at the thoughts for long. Acknowledge the thought. Acknowledge to yourself there is a thought. Our thinking mind is happening, and then bring your attention back to your body sensations or something that's more clear and anchors your awareness. You can do that repeatedly.
ကတခါယောဂီတွေကဘာဆက်လုံးမှမသိဘူးဖြစ်တတ်တယ
် Sometimes yogis feel like they don't know what to do next
မင်္ဂဘာမှလုပ်နေတာမဟုတ်ပါဘူးတတိယဘယ်ပွားနေရမှာပဲဆက်ဆက်ပြီးတည်နေရမှာပဲ
Actually there is nothing else to do just remain awareJust continue to be aware from moment to moment to the next moment. That's our work. We have three things. First, to have right view of what is happening. Then to have awareness of what is happening.And then to continue to have awareness and not let the awareness be forgotten. Aside from being aware, the yogi has nothing really else to do.Sometimes it's necessary to investigate. Then when that becomes necessary, you can investigate. That's when the awareness gains momentum.You can feed a little question or some wisdom into that stream of awareness.
อายุนี่โอ้คับไม่ใช่บาดมีนี่ต่อบา
When you become aware of something please don't lean into it there's no need to get up close to the object if you see it that's enough that's good enough
อาแทบจริงๆตัว
When we look closer at an object, our mind tries to think of it conceptually, and we use more energy, and the mind tends towards looking at the concept there rather than just seeing it as it is. When the mind looks at concepts, the tendency is also there for defilements to arise. So don't forget that every moment is a moment for mindfulness. Just meditation.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's because the Dhamma is very important. Continuity is very important. Please be interested and respectful to the Dhamma.